At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in Game Time Decisions on this Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. What a week it has been, and what a weekend it is shaping up to be. I'm Joe Ranieri. Certainly appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Sports Grid Network, as we've got madness going on right now, and we don't even have the brackets in place just yet. But when I say madness, I mean madness here. Madison Square Garden is where we will start, as UConn and the Johnny St. John's in a battle right now. How about it? A 61-54 UConn lead. St. John's has gotten this within a bucket a number of times, and every time they do, UConn answers, which of course is the mark of a champion. And that's exactly what UConn is. 61-54, 16 minutes to go in the game, in game total. 181 in that one there. We also have a couple other games underway. How about a little Big Ten action in everybody's favorite dog? How about Ohio State, who fires their longtime head coach, Chris Holtman, about a month or so ago? Things could not look any worse for the Johnnies. And what happens? Well, yeah, they fire Holtman and they rattle off a whole bunch of wins, and they are playing some of their best basketball right now, and they are looking to keep that going here, taking on Illinois right now, the number 13 team in the country, 22-17 right now. Ohio State getting 4.5 in that game, which is about what the in-game number is right now. You got to love it, because we saw Purdue sneak by Michigan State earlier today. That game, if Michigan State could have hit a shot, would have had actually a pretty good chance at Michigan State actually upending number one Purdue. But Purdue advances. You've got Ohio State and Illinois going at it right now with the dog Ohio State. I think a very live dog in this one. And then coming up a little bit later tonight, how does Indiana taking on Nebraska sound for you here, as Indiana has now put a 5-game winning streak together? What a battle and fun game that was to watch with Indiana last night, getting it done here. And now they have an opportunity, and dare I say that Indiana playing its best basketball for Mike Woodson that we have seen all season long. The fact that we even are talking about Mike Woodson still as the coach of Indiana is kind of crazy. Our very good friend here, Scotty Farrell from Coast to Coast. If you guys have watched the network here, you know him and I have had many conversations about that Indiana basketball team. It's his alma mater. And boy, oh boy, not exactly the biggest Woodson fan, but I got to tell you what he has done with this Indiana team has been pretty impressive down the stretch, in fact. So they are going to be the underdog in this one. Nebraska has also had an amazing year under Fred Hoiberg, their former NBA coach. And they have an opportunity here, I think, to give Purdue or Illinois at this point, a pretty good run for their money. But if Nebraska, if we're going to take them seriously, and the problem with Nebraska is that they could only win in Lincoln, they couldn't win on the road. Can they get it done here tonight, move past Indiana, and give themselves an opportunity here at a pretty good seeding when it comes to the tournament time? I think a win here and then a pretty good showing against either Indiana or Purdue, however it works out for them, I think that would go a very long way for solidifying. How about Nebraska making the tourney out of the Big Ten here? We also have, we told you earlier, we talked about the game, as we've got Houston, number one Houston, taking on Texas Tech in the Big 12. That game just tipped off here, as did. We've got North Carolina getting ready to take on Pittsburgh. That game also in the ACC just getting ready to tip off here. And all eyes will be on North Carolina here tonight, with Tennessee losing earlier in today, the opportunity for North Carolina to beat Pittsburgh and then beat the winner of the Virginia game coming up a little bit later against North Carolina State. North Carolina will have an opportunity to land themselves one of those coveted number one seeds in the tournament, and that certainly would go a long way to helping them at least make a run to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and maybe even a championship here. We did have a couple of games earlier of interest, including number one in the American Athletic Conference. How about number one South Florida? Hadn't played a game in a week, and they finally showed up here today. 81-59, they beat the eight seed East Carolina, one of the single most impressive teams this year, bar none, that nobody saw coming, has been South Florida. But FAU, the Florida Atlantic Owls, well, they are getting ready to get it going here in tipping off in just a couple of minutes, too. They are going up against North Texas. They're the number two seed. So as you can tell, there are crash courses here with some teams that are getting ready to do battle in order to punch their ticket to the promised land. And that promised land, of course, would be a pretty decent seed on Sunday. Selection Sunday, hard to believe, but it is almost upon us here. So we've got a lot of college hoops to get going here. The NBA slate, just six games, but an opportunity here to be able to get it going in the NBA with the Miami Heat taking on the Detroit Pistons here. Eight is the number that we are seeing here right now, and I can tell you, this was eight earlier this morning. It's been eight all afternoon, and it's been eight with Cade Cunningham as a big question mark. Well, as it turns out, Cade Cunningham has been cleared. He is going to play, and yet this line is still at eight, which makes you wonder if the line's not moving with the best player for Detroit a go. Oh, boy, I guess Miami might very well be an eight-point favorite for a reason here. But we also have some games coming up a little bit later. It's not the sexiest of slates here tonight in the NBA, but an opportunity for you guys to be able to jump in maybe a little bit later with, how about double-digit teams, San Antonio? Or how about Denver? Denver will be taking on the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio at home, catching 10.5. I mean, the
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Denver Nuggets have been just a freight train, a runaway freight train here. They are just going scorched earth. Will they do it here tonight on the road against San Antonio, who has been pretty profitable to back here over the last couple of weeks? In fact, cashed some tickets with them over the last couple of weeks. But Denver, they're on a 10-1 straight up run, 8-2-1 against the number. And they are beating teams by an average of almost 7 points. We'll have more on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Jaron Arey alongside George Kurtz now stepping in. That must mean, well, the Yankees have probably lost three more starting players here to injury. No, I'm only kidding. George Kurtz stepping in. The NHL, just a two-game slate here tonight. Kurtz, doesn't mean that we can't find some value in some of these games here, as I believe Anaheim and Winnipeg coming up at the top of the hour. And then the bottom of next hour, we're going to have the Kings taking on the Blackhawks here. Not the sexiest of cards here, Kurtz, but break it down for us here. How are we looking at playing these games on the ice tonight?
Yeah, I think you know how I'm going to play it, right? I'm going to take the favorites here in a parlay. So give me Peg. Peg gets Mark Scheifele back tonight. He's back in the line. Missed a couple of games with a lower body injury. No big deal there, but he's back in the lineup. They should take care of business. Hellebuck's not going tonight. It is the backup, Laurent Brossoit, but Brossoit's had a pretty solid season. Either way, they're playing a bad team in Anaheim, right? And then we get the Kings taking the Blackhawks at 8:30 here. That's on the road here, but I'll take the Kings once again. I'm on them already with the parlay last night. I forget who I won with them, so I'll take that, and I'm going to parlay them again with Peg. I mean, you could also take the goal line here, either game, by the way. I don't mind taking a minus a goal and a half. I think you're pretty good there as well. Maybe you want to attack us, but I've been playing quite often. Not so much the Kings, however, which is the anytime goal scorer and the Kings to win the game. The problem is, who would you bet on with the Kings? You know, Trevor Moore, Adrian Kempe, Kopitar? It's tough to find. They don't have a Matthews. They don't have a Zach Hyman, my two favorites this year for that bet. So I'm going to parlay. Give me Peg. Give me the Kings.
All right, there you go. Keep it simple there, Kurtz. Go with the chalk. You know, we've been talking, obviously, it's March Madness. And it is truly madness when it comes to college basketball. But, George, I don't know if anybody told the NFL that it's March Madness. That doesn't mean that free agency goes absolutely off the rails, which is exactly what happened here all week long, and even more so today, George, because I thought, hey, listen, as the days go on, the less crazy it'll be, like all the crazy stuff we learned early on, right? Yeah, no. We'll start with, how about one of the all-time greatest defensive players to play the game? 10 years, ended up getting his, got his ring a couple of years ago. I thought he was going to retire after he won the ring, but he did hang in there for a year, and now he has hung it up here as one of the greats. Aaron Donald still probably had a little left in the tank, George, but I got to tell you what, I got a lot of respect for guys who would rather leave a year early than a year late, and kudos to Aaron Donald. Definitely Hall of Famer, in your opinion?
Oh, first ballot Hall of Famer. Right, absolute first ballot Hall of Famer. One of the best, if not the best, at his position. I mean, there was a, I saw somebody put up, it might have been FanDuel, it might have been Super 70 Sports. If you could only pick one, Aaron Donald, Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, which one you taking? All right, now they played different positions. Donald was interior, Reggie White was a an end, and of course LT was a linebacker here. But that's how good Aaron Donald was, all right, or is. You're right, he could still play, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I have no problem with the football player leaving early, right, with his health. Football's a brutal game. All right, that's a lot of collisions you get into each game. You want to live the rest of your life, and you made the money. You want to live it well here. So best of luck to Aaron Donald. I know as a Cowboy fan, I was so disappointed when he didn't fall to the Cowboys in that draft. I think the Rams took him maybe three spots ahead or whatever it was there. First ballot Hall of Famer. We'll see what Aaron Donald does next.
I mean, kudos to the guy. I mean, really, it's one of the all-time greats. And you know what? A lot of young guys in that Rams organization on that team. I think they're going to be, they're heading in the right direction here. And Aaron Donald says, it's all yours, guys. I am moving on. Also moving on, Kurtz, we learned today, I guess the Steelers are all in on Russ because Kenny Pickett is now an Eagle. What? Yes, that's right. Kenny Pickett is now heading to Philadelphia to back up Jalen Hurts instead of, I don't know, staying right where he was to back up Russ Wilson, if you wanted to do that. This is what? Kurtz, this is like, what, 2 years? Is that all we had here with the Kenny Pickett era with Pittsburgh? And now he's gone, a swap of some draft picks, but they just basically traded him to be a backup to Philadelphia and didn't get a whole hell of a lot in return. What do you make of this?
I think this is Pittsburgh getting rid of malcontents, right? We saw that earlier in the week when they got rid of Deontay Johnson. Remember the problems Deontay Johnson caused last year? Not paying attention, not going at the fumbles, not blocking people, that sort of thing. So I think they got rid of him for that. And I think Pickett, remember what happened? I think it was week 17 last year where he wouldn't dress as the third string. I'm not, you know, pretty much I'm not starting, I'm not departing, that sort of thing there. And now apparently when Russ came over, he didn't handle that well. I think this is just Tomlin of the organization's way of saying, listen, you're not that good. You're not good enough to pull up to play these games. We already have doubts about you as our starting quarterback. You're going to pull this, you're gone. So I think that's really what it amounts to here is Pittsburgh just getting rid of malcontents. I think Pickett, I don't know if I call him a malcontent or just immature. I think how he handled things was just immature. You weren't good enough to say you're not going to dress in week 17, to be upset that they brought in Russell Wilson. What did you think was going to happen? That they weren't going to bring in a quarterback to challenge you for a starting job? I mean, so I think once again, they're just moving on here and admitting a mistake.
So it's going to look like a very different Chargers receiving room, is it not, here? They released, Chargers released Mike Williams earlier in the week. Then we learned that they actually, that Keenan Allen, longtime receiver there, one of the best in the game, Keenan Allen, traded to Chicago, you know, for a team with no quarterback, apparently. Man, they are stocking up on the weapons here, the Bears are. What did you make of this trade?
You know that meme that we see on social media a lot of Will Smith, Fresh Prince, where he looks in his living room and there's no one there? That's Justin Herbert, right? Because there's no one there. They got rid of Mike Williams, got rid of Keenan Allen. Austin Eckler's gone. Hell, I think Gerald Everett's gone. All right, they're all gone.
Yep.
All right, there's no one left there. Harbaugh he's redoing it. So they're in a rebuild. No doubt they're in a rebuild. We'll see what they can do here. I like this for the Bears. All right, they're letting Caleb Williams know, and I think they are taking Caleb Williams, number one, that, hey, we're stocking up for you, man. We're getting you some weapons here. No excuses. I'm very curious now. What do they do with the number 9 pick? Is that a top offensive lineman? Get some protection for him? Another wide receiver? You know, you got DJ Moore. You got Allen, Cole Kmet. It won't be a running back. But I like what Chicago's doing. They're surrounding Williams with talent to get him, I guess, to reach his potential as fast as possible. Like it for Chicago, Chargers, Joe Madden, Charger fan, you're in a rebuild. Might be ugly for a year or two.
Wow. It's amazing to me, all these weapons you're getting, and you have no idea who the quarterback is, apparently. Well, we'll have to see there. But we do know Mahomes got himself a weapon. How about it, Hollywood Brown to the Kansas City Chiefs here, Kurtz?
Yeah, we got to like this, right? I wonder if this takes them out of out of any other wide receivers here, but you got to like it. He's now their number one wide receiver, right? We'll see what they have left of Travis Kelce, how they'll monitor his workload. They certainly did it during this season, right? I think they'll keep on doing that, keep him healthy for the playoffs here, but it gives Mahomes a legitimate weapon. I said he's not a C.D. Lamb or a Justin Jefferson, but he's, you know, a tier down or so. So it gives them another weapon here. So you have to like it. They're gearing up for Mahomes. And once again, I wonder, does this take them out of taking a wide receiver at 32? You know, what are they going to do there? Could they take another wide receiver? Keep getting Mahomes weapons. Certainly can't go wrong in that direction.
Yeah, can't go wrong there. As long as he can stretch the field, I think he'll be good to go. How about Jimmy G? Staying out west there, signing with the Rams to back up Stafford. Collects a paycheck, right?
Solid move, right? Is it? He gets a paycheck. Yep. He's a backup now, which is where he should be. He's a veteran quarterback. Stafford yep. is your starter. He'll be a good backup. A guy who could, if Stafford gets hurt for 3-4 games, he can come in and maybe go 500. You have to like this move on both parts here.
I do. It makes a whole lot of sense.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And also, tremendous move by the Dallas Cowboys when the... Cowboys haven't made a move. George Kurtz, a pleasure, as always, my friend. Game Time Decisions will return after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as the madness continues. About 9 minutes left here. The Johnnies trying to keep it close to UConn, 73-64 right now at Madison Square Garden. Stop me if you've heard this one. Houston 17, Texas Tech 5, with about 12 minutes to go there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And our next guest knows a little something about that philosophy. Is Brady Cannon joining us here as the PGA, the players underway here, day number two. And we've talked all week about some of the big names here. Scottie Scheffler, obviously. I know you were big on Xander. We've talked to Rory. You know, we've gone through the gauntlet here of big names. And the one guy, Brady, that we neglected to spend a whole lot of time talking about is now four shots ahead of everybody else in the field here with Wyndham Clark, a U.S. Open champ. Seven under today here, moving day. And boy, did he move right to the front of the pack with your boy Xander Schauffele right behind him. What are your thoughts on what Wyndham Clark is doing here so far?
I tell you, man, I'm just kicking myself. And people were yelling at me, you know, chiming in at me all week saying, how can this guy be so disrespected? I mean, he's 40 or 50 to one, you know, and no one's given the guy any love. And he continues to prove everybody wrong. I mean, if it wasn't for red hot Scottie Scheffler last week, he probably would have won last week. And, you know, I mean, he's become a big game hunter. And I saw somebody, you know, compare him to Brooks Koepka, who, you know, quote unquote, only shows up for the majors. Well, Wyndham Clark, I think, only shows up when it's a big time event as well. In he got his first ever career win last year in a signature event at the Wells Fargo. Got another signature event win earlier this year at Pebble Beach. Now, maybe that was a little bit phony, got cut down because of weather and what have you. But hey, let's face it, he shot 60 on that Saturday, too. And then he comes out and finishes runner-up at a signature event. And here at the Players, with maybe the best field of the year, he's got a four-shot cushion, like you say. So the guy's on a real tear right now. And eventually everybody's going to earn – he's going to earn everybody's respect here pretty soon. I'll tell you what gives me a little bit of pause, though. First of all, we see his in-game price going into the weekend at about plus 150, plus 160. Usually the value is pretty good on the favorite going into the weekend, believe it or not. But here I think it's too short. They are giving him, I think, too much respect here at plus 150 or plus 160. I think it should be more like 2-1 or plus 250, you know, because you've got a lot of star power behind him this week. The other thing that scares me, Joe, and you and I talked about it backstage, he's number one in this field in strokes gained putting. He is gaining... He is gaining almost 8 shots on the field with the putter. That is insane. Oof. And that is not likely to be sustained. So if the putter just cools off a little bit, which it's likely to do, he's probably going to bring some people back into the fray here. And I mean, this guy could, you know, cut it in half and still be gaining 4 shots on the field. And that would allow some people in the back door there. So, I mean, that putting performance right now is out of this world. And I got to believe that is going to cool off over the next couple days. So that gives me pause in betting him going forward as well. First of all, I don't think the price is great. Second of all, I think the putter has to cool off here a little bit. He's also 81st in this field for driving accuracy. He's hitting just over 50% of the fairways. That could come back to bite him here eventually, too.
Well, you know how we usually like to do it here, Brady. You and I, we like to, of course, pat ourselves on the back when we're right. But we also love to rip ourselves when we were wrong here. And as I'm looking down this list of people without tee times this weekend at the Players, there are some names that are sticking right out to me that you and I thought might not be a bad shot. JT, not playing. Yeah. Jordan Spieth. Not playing. Will Zalatoris, not playing this weekend. So there are some guys here that you and I talked about earlier in the week. We thought, you know, this could be a great tournament for them. Yeah, no. Not good enough here. Any one of these surprise you more than the other?
I think Thomas. Thomas is the biggest surprise. Zalatoris, you know, you and I, we didn't really land on Spieth too much. He's kind of like everybody else. This tournament, you know, it plays no favorites. Everybody's got a volatile record. You know, they've missed 4 cuts and they've finished top 10 4 times. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to course history here. But I don't think Jordan Spieth is the best fit for this track. Now, Thomas and Zalatoris are certainly a little bit surprising. Zalatoris doesn't completely surprise me because I think he got to the point where he was maybe getting a little too much love. You know, he had a runner-up finish at the Genesis. He had a near miss last week at Bay Hill. And everybody was just falling in love with this guy, I think, a little too quickly. And this is a really tough golf tournament to just rely on, you know, what you've seen the last couple weeks. But Thomas has really, after struggling last year, and then finally turning it on at the very end of the season, and then got it really going at the beginning of this season in the fall, he's been progressing towards this. and has had some really good finishes leading up to this, not just for a couple of weeks, but for a few months or 3 or 4 months. And so he's surprising to me. Also a former winner here too. That one gets me a little bit more than the others. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've got to thank, well, we'll pat ourselves on the back at this point, Joe. Yes. We didn't land on him. We talked about him, but we didn't land on him. We did land on Xander Schauffele. So I hope, you know, I think what you, and I'll tell you what, I think the price on Schauffele going into the weekend is pretty fair at plus 550 or 6-1. I don't think that's a bad number. The other guy that has really impressed me that I think his number's completely fair is Corey Connors. He's sitting there at 8 under par at 28-1, and he's not doing anything too crazy. The putter's solid, which is atypical for him, but he's like 25th. He's like 25th in this field right now for strokes gained putting, gaining a couple of strokes on the field. So that's cool. You know, I don't like to see guys go too far off the spectrum because it'll tend to come back towards the mean, right? So, you know, gaining a couple strokes on the field, that's cool. He's doing everything well, and he's got himself to 8 under par, and you're getting 28-1. Maybe not a bad spot to play him for a top 10 or a top 5 or even a win. And I think Schauffele's the other guy that has a fair price at 5 or 6-1. He's 6th in this field for greens in regulation, 7th on approach, 12th off the tee, 22nd in putting. So again, not off the charts, but solid. And he's 3rd in scrambling. He's getting up and down and getting it in the hole. So a solid. And you know what else is impressive for me with Schauffele, Joe? He goes out, and even more impressive for Wyndham Clark. Both of those guys go out on Thursday and shoot 65, 7 under. Now, Clark backs it up with another 65. But Schauffele, you know, a lot of times when you go so low like that, the next day you'll come back to the pack, but Schauffele still shot 3 under today. Yep. So I'm feeling good about that he didn't crash and burn after going really low in round one.
It's interesting board. I'm a little worried about the health of Scotty. He seems to be getting a massage after every shot and hole here with Scheffler. So obviously looks like the neck, and he's obviously fighting through some things here. 67, 69, not bad here, but Fitzpatrick is interesting to me because he seems to be another guy flying under the radar. You mentioned him in the beginning of the week here. It's not like he doesn't have experience, he's not capable. We both thought he was a little disappointing at the Honda. So where are you on Fitzpatrick here? Is it a decent price at least?
I think the price is a little short, and it's weird. I mean, he's number one in this field for strokes gained off the tee, which is a little bit atypical for Matt Fitzpatrick. He's losing strokes around the green. He's 86th in this field before the cut for strokes gained on and around the greens. He's gaining quite a bit with the putter. He's been putting very well, gaining almost 3 shots on the field, 14th for putting. But he ranks 37th for strokes gained approach. So the iron play is not spot on. It's a little bit all over the map on how he's getting it done and getting to 9 under par. So that gives me some worry there that it's not just a streamlined stat sheet that he's nailing it. Scheffler, you know, everything's pretty typical except for strokes gained approach. He's 25th for strokes gained approach. Normally, Scotty would be in the top 5 in that category. He's 2nd in greens in regulation. He's 3rd off the tee. That's normal. And also what's normal, Joe, he's 70th in strokes gained putting. So there's nothing really atypical here for Scotty except for the iron play. And you talk about, you know, maybe some of the nagging aches and pains. No guy's ever defended the title here. Right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be his week.
Well, let me ask you, how far down the board are you looking here to make a run here on Sunday here? 7 under, what's the cut for you with a chance of actually winning this thing realistically?
Yeah, great question, Joe. And I think what I told myself earlier is you have to figure this lead is not 14 under, but let's call it 12. Somewhere in between Schauffele and Clark. And what's realistic about getting to 12? I think 6 under has a shot. Tom Hoagie is another guy. Last year, he shot a course record 62 on Saturday. Somebody goes and throws a 62 up there tomorrow, they're going to be in the hunt.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I still think very much open here, this tournament. The players should be a heck of a weekend. Brady Cannon, we'll see you over the weekend throughout, no doubt. Let's cash a few tickets. Game time decisions.
Go Xander.
We'll be back next on the grid. Let's go, baby.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, joined by the man taking over here at the top of the hour one, Kenny. Dave Sharapan, here, representing the Powder Blue. And I hope that's because you're not backing Charlotte, but you're backing North Carolina here tonight, as many of us are holding tickets with North Carolina winning against Pitt, my man. How are you? What is that you rep in there? That's pretty cool.
North Carolina. It's all North
Carolina.
Atta
boy.
It's all the Argyle. I got the whole ensemble. Picked this up when I went down there. Saw them play in person. Sold. I really like this team. I like them all along, but the gear is good. They're playing Pitt. You went with the Kenny Pickett, and it was completely out of line there.
It was.
The Steelers, I don't know what the Steelers are doing, Joe. I have no idea. I don't know. It's not my job to know. It's above my pay grade. I'm an out-of-work odds maker. That's all I do. but, I mean, it's Russell Wilson or nothing. I mean, they may call you to be the backup. Like, what are they going to draft now? I don't even know what's going on. They trade Deontay Johnson. Everybody's running for the hills. I have no idea what's happening. Maybe they got a plan, and they just haven't told anybody except Russ and, you know, the front office. I don't know. But, North Carolina gets good. Good time to probably play North Carolina right now. Pitt's hiding, though.
Pitt's
going to be in it.
No.
I feel like Pitt's going to be in it the whole first half, but I like North Carolina.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Exactly what I thought was going to happen here, too. Houston, 27-12 over Texas Tech. Least surprising thing. UConn, 91-81, Dave, over the Johnnies. I mean, I'll give St. John's credit. I mean, a lot of guys you have heard had them on a bubble. I thought the win yesterday was pretty good here. You know, the tournament is going to be better with Rick Pitino in it. I think they know that in the committee, right? Like Izzo. You know, beating Minnesota, maybe that was enough to get them the at-large bid here. But UConn is going to drop 100 points on them here. And my goodness, wow, just wow. The more I look at this team, the more I go, how were you supposed to beat UConn exactly?
this is the problem. They can play any style of game. They can play matchup any against any team. That you want to score 100, we'll score 100. You want us to win 60 to hold you to 40, 45, we will do that too. Anything in between. Yep. It's one of those ones where, like, you know, from the book's perspective, they're the favorite. They're at the top of the list, them and Houston. And you can't make the price that much lower. And it's not like people are coming to the counter or opening up their app to buy future tickets on UConn at 5-1 or plus 450. You got to figure out maybe who they're playing along the way and make their price more enticing. I don't know. If I was still in the book, I'd be easy. I'd be going in with UConn. They're a team that's going to take somebody's best night and their worst night to end their run in the tournament. Yep.
You know it's coming. Like it's going to be interesting here because we have a whole lot of teams that still need a win, right? Going up again. We watched Tennessee fall apart today, right?
We saw Purdue almost
fall apart today. But that opens up, you know, I talked with Matt earlier about this, and I'm saying, you know, for some of these teams, maybe losing early on in conference tournaments, not the worst thing in the world for a team like Creighton, for instance, or like a Tennessee where, you know what, it was a gauntlet down the stretch, the games you had to play. Maybe breathe a little, couple of days off, recharge, and get ready for March. It may not be the worst thing in the world for some teams.
If you're going to lose, lose on Friday. Lose today rather than lose Sunday and play two more games and all this other stuff. For some teams, it's better. Fresh start. Well, how did you lose? It doesn't matter. I said that to him today on Bostonian versus the book. I said, I don't care. You know, as someone who has coached, you know, teams and kids and stuff, if we lose by 20 or we lose by 2, we still lost. It's over. So now we got one left, one big tournament left, the NCAA. Let's fix it. Let's go. You can't control that stuff. So I don't think, like, you know, sweating it. Oh, I don't like the way they lost. They lost. It's over. But, I mean, some seeds of doubt's got to be planted. If you had a Tennessee ticket to win it all, you got to be going, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, all this talk about Barnes and everything else, being a coach, not being able to win. Like, it all comes about. They got to hear it for the next, you know, week. Tournament starts next week on Thursday. They're not going to be going, boy, Tennessee's live to win it all. No. The first thing they're going to be saying, like, did you see what happened to Tennessee? That's a reason to not bet them. Look at that second round matchup. If they're a 2, they can lose to the 7. So you start to start to see ghosts and you start to see things. We saw Auburn house South Carolina in the SEC. Texas A&M's putting on Kentucky right now. Like, there's Kentucky's another team a lot of people kind of fell in love with over the last couple weeks. Rightly so. They score a lot of points and they run it up. But Texas A&M's giving it to them right now. This is, again, lose now, that's fine. It's not the end of the world. I think,
agree.
Joe, Arizona plays tonight. Okay?
Yes.
Gigantic favorite against Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about going down to the game, but I don't think it's going to be much of a game. Is this a blowout? Not.
Yeah, this is crazy. I was saying this earlier. I think the game of the night, Dave, as long as you're in Vegas, is at Orleans here tonight. I think the Tarleton State Texas Arlington game, Dave, is must-watch. Must-watch basketball. Absolutely correct. You had UTA dropped 100 points, I believe, last night against Stephen F. Austin. Absolutely blew them out. You've got Tarleton State, who everyone just assumed it was going to be Tarleton State, the 2-seed, taking on Grand Canyon, who I believe played is a little bit later, and that's it. These are fun teams that know how to play some basketball here that are going to put some points on the board here tonight. I think it's going to be very entertaining. I would head in that direction, probably get better seats than you would be at the Arizona-Oregon game anyway. Probably a little easier to get into. And this is at the Orleans, right? Is that where this one is?
Yeah, the WAC is at the Orleans. Seattle's playing Grand Canyon first. And your
first
game,
UT
Arlington, is playing Tarleton second. So I can actually get to that game. What about the other game out west here, down at Thomas and Mack? The Mountain West Conference, San Diego State's playing Utah State first. That's a hard game. I really don't know what to make of that game. I really don't know.
Brutal game.
I think Utah State's a live dog, but we'll see. The late game there is Colorado.
They're the number one seed. You just said it. They're a number one seed who's getting points. What does that tell you? It tells you everything you need to know here about that game. But what about your other boys, though? Wait a minute. What? We already talked about, we'll get to Penn State in a minute, because last time I talked to you, I was plus 180, and we were happy as, okay, that didn't work out. But could it be that Ohio State, as a dog against two Illinois right now, 37-33, I think they're leading in that one, and Indiana's taking on Nebraska. Ohio State's a 10 seed, Indiana's a 6 seed. That's 5 wins in a row for Indiana. Ohio State, could it be maybe the Big Ten? It's all about the dogs here?
Yeah. I wasn't even going to mention the Penn State game.
I
was as disappointed as you. I knew you stayed up to watch it late. I was watching it late, and I'm like, all right, we got this. We're coming back. Okay, no. All right, we got it. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
The game had to end that way. It was a lot of ups, downs, and then – I was like, I'll just talk to Joe tomorrow about it. Let it go. I don't know. I really am not sold on Indiana beating Nebraska. Can they cover? Yes. I thought that line should be, what, 2.5, 3 max?
I agree.
I mean, it seems a little bit healthy, and I think that's the built-in natural play because they played an extra game. Well, okay. Does that matter at this point? I mean, maybe at some point in the last 10 minutes of the second half of the fourth game, maybe, all right, and finally we'll catch up. But I don't know. I don't think it. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I thought, look at the SEC game late. Florida and Bama. You see that total? Do you see that total, Joe?
Why? 170 you can't bet
something?
You can't bet the under. You can't bet
you
the
can't
under
do
game.
It. You can't no. do it. Crazy
no, although they did drive me crazy last night, Florida, trying to get past, you know, Missouri or Georgia, rather. It was, you know, come on.
Georgia,
they let them hang around in that game forever. That was disgusting.
Ridiculous.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think it'll be a much more entertaining game here tonight with Florida and Alabama. And ultimately, I think what we just got with UConn and St. John's, it feels like that's what we're getting with Alabama and Florida, no? I mean, I am not holding an under ticket hoping that they miss shots because they probably won't miss a lot of them in that game.
No, and they're going to run. I mean, they're going to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like it's a volume game. This is a volume game. First half over.
Yep.
And if the first half goes over, second half is more is likely. A lot of times you reverse it. You know, first half goes over, you bet the second half under. No, I think this is an over. You know, over situation.
I agree.
If Arizona wins tonight and wins the Pac-12, are they the number one seed in the West region?
Yes. Well, they're one of the ones. Yeah, because you're going to have what? UConn, Houston, Arizona, and then if North Carolina gets it together and they end up, because they're going to beat either Virginia or North Carolina State. So I think North Carolina is now the door is open because Tennessee lost to get that other number one seed. But I think those three, you can book them here, Dave, between Houston, UConn, and Arizona. What else is there?
You mentioned the game of the night, Joe. Baylor.
Which
and
one?
Iowa State. Baylor and
no,
Iowa
that's
State.
It.
That's not even a
Baylor
game?
For a small fortune last night. And they made me sweat that out, too, against Cincinnati because they could only pull away in the last 2 minutes. I think you got to go with the team that has the more reliable offense, and I think that's Baylor. I don't trust Iowa State offensively against better offensive teams. Plus, you know how I feel about Iowa State on the road. That is another 9:30 game, though, right? Is that that one
late.
Is also late. And if you're having trouble sleeping – at all, I'll turn on that Virginia to North Carolina State game. If you had a little insomnia this week, throw that on there. Dave, the total is 122. 122.
And it's going to drop in game down to 115 pretty quickly. It's because they're not going to have a scoring explosion to start. It's only going to come because there's going to be fouls. The irony is we had Eli Herskovitz on our show today from the Lions. He's a college basketball guy. He's great.
Right.
Virginia's in a bottom 10% of
as
the,
well they should
of the
be.
Division I in free throws. So not only can they not score, they can't make foul shots. So I don't know how they got. I don't know how they won that.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Game yesterday. I really don't. I can't. I thought Virginia was going to lose, and somehow that game went over the total in overtime. 126, it fell. 125 was the total. I don't know.
Yep.
I think that's a good sleep inducement, nap time.
I think it's perfect cure for insomnia there. Texas Tech has made a nice comeback. 27-25 right now. Ooh. Sorry, 29-25. North Carolina trailing at the break now, 35-33. So we got a lot more basketball coming up. And Dave is the guy coming up top of the hour that'll take you from there. We'll close it out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions as we look to wrap up this edition here. Don't go anywhere. Madness is happening right now. College basketball, NBA underway. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, Matty Peralt and Dave Sharapan will take it over here on In-Game Live primetime for you. Of course, Game Time Decisions will be back tomorrow here with another special edition of March Madness coming your way. Speaking of which, number one, UConn closed it out. They handled business against the very dangerous Rick Pitino and the Johnnies. It turned out to be a very good game, but ultimately it was 95-90. UConn prevails. Now they'll wait for the winner of the next game coming up between Marquette taking on Providence here in another Big East battle. Side note here, we did mention, of course, that North Carolina is down at the break by two. It's 35-33. Pittsburgh on top here. Also at the break, Florida Atlantic up five over North Texas there. Florida Atlantic, last year's darlings of March Madness, the Cinderella. And also Houston. What a great comeback by Texas Tech. But Houston goes into the break up three. It is 32-29. Also, Kentucky trying to close out big here in the first half, but they are trailing 48-41 over Texas A&M. The Miami Heat 51-47 over the Pistons here with about 3 minutes to go. And the Suns might have finally found a team they can beat. 48-40. They are up over the Charlotte Hornets with just a minute to go there. So don't go anywhere. No need for you to, as In-Game Live primetime, they will get you caught up with everything that is happening around not just the NBA, but college basketball, a couple of NHL games, and plenty of NFL news and notes to break down. It is coming your way. We'll see you again soon here on Game Time Decisions. Good luck.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.